Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Nick Bridgen, who's CEO at Ferroalloy Resources. How are you today, Nick?
Hello, Zach. Nice to be here.
Right, it's always good when a little mining stock starts doing well, at least in terms of the share price. But I thought I'd just get down to basics and ask you exactly what Ferroalloy does.
Well, ferroalloys is the name because our product goes into the making of ferroalloys. What we actually make is vanadium. We currently treat secondary material that we buy in, but that's just a stepping stone to the real business, which is our very big project, Bellafield-Scandique. And the main product is vanadium. We've got quite a lot of byproducts, which perhaps account for the more general name, but vanadium is the product.
And what is vanadium used for? Because I bet 9 out of 10 people listening to this not quite sure really what its use is and why it's so important these days.
Right, well, two big reasons, one current and one future. The current reason is, the general name is microalloying. You add a kilogram or two of vanadium per ton of steel, and it greatly improves the strength and various other characteristics of that steel. So in all the Western developed world, vanadium is added to construction steel particularly, but all steels. People have seen it on their spanners and things, vanadium steels. It's an alloying material. And that is a big growth industry in itself. And that, if that were the end of the story, that would still be good enough for us, because microalloying is increasing. As economies become more sophisticated, they use more sophisticated steels. And so there is a noticeable growth rate in the intensity. In other words, the amount of vanadium per ton of steel that the world uses. And that's very good for us and creates perfectly adequate growth to support our market. But there's one big future use, which is in batteries, vanadium redox flow batteries, to give them their full name. And that's part of the green economy. In order to store energy in bulk storage, we're not talking about mobile applications like cars and laptops and things. That's lithium-ion battery territory. But there is a niche for big bulk storage, long-term storage, the sort that's needed once renewable energy starts to account for more than 30, 40, 50% of energy. You need a way of storing it because the wind doesn't always blow and the sun only shines in the day. So you need to be able to store it and use it for many hours afterwards. And that is the niche of vanadium redox flow batteries. And that is forecast by many people to grow exponentially from here. At the moment, it's accounting for a very small amount, but it is essential. Battery storage is essential for renewable energy. So that could account for as much vanadium as the existing demand from microalloying.
Basically, we have a situation where in order to make the renewable green economy work, you need vanadium in the mix to allow sustained storage rather than just getting stuff which is blowing in the wind, literally, in terms of that, in that production.
Exactly, yes. It's essential one way or another, and this technology is the most promising for that use.
And in terms of your resource, how is that working out at the moment?
Well, we have a very, very large resource. The theory goes 500 million years ago, it was a seabed, a shallow seabed, or a very large estuary or something like that. And the vanadium was concentrated by biological organisms that collect the vanadium into various molecules. And then as those organisms died, it was deposited over this vast area. And that is our deposit now. Since then it's been raised, compressed as sedimentary black shales. And it's very, very large. We've only really started the exploration. There are five known ore bodies. This is all once one flat plain, but it's been folded and therefore separated into these separate ore bodies. But only the ore body number one out of those five, which is not the biggest by any means, is already a very large deposit on its own. And we've got four more. And when we've explored, we'll have even more than that. So the expectation is that although we've only got ore body number one, The open pit design we've got will yield about 27 million tons, which is 27 years of operation at our phase one level. But the expectation is that once we've fully explored the other ore bodies, we'll get to well over 100 million tons. It means that there's effectively a limitless ore body there. So we will change, combined with our very, very low cost, will completely change the vanadium industry.
So is southern Kazakhstan effectively the Saudi Arabia of vanadium? Is that the way we could look at it?
It certainly is. Let me just explain how vanadium works. Vanadium is very common in the Earth's crust. There's no shortage of it. It's not like gold or something, which is very rare. This is, I think, something like 16th or 17th most common element in the Earth's crust. But the thing is, it usually comes in the form of magnetite, a type of iron ore. That is very expensive to treat. So although there's limitless quantities in the world will never run out of it. It is expensive to treat, both in capital and operating costs, because I don't want to go too far into the technicalities, but their material has to be concentrated and then roasted to roughly 1100 degrees. And so you've got all the capital costs of bringing the power in, the operating costs of the power, the double recovery factors from multiple processing in the concentrator and then the main treatment plant. And we don't have any of that. We've been gifted with really the ideal vanadium resource. It's completely different. We can just dissolve it in acid and get very high recovery, very low cost. And moreover, we've been gifted with all the infrastructure. So we've got this huge resource and these just out of order of magnitude, lower cost capital and operating than almost everybody else. In fact, I would say than everybody else, but that's a dangerous claim. So really, it transforms the industry, as I've said. And we make possible, I think, this renewable revolution in that we're probably the only people that can supply the vast quantities of vanadium at the sort of prices that doesn't kill that industry.
So you're already a green economy enabler in that way, a green energy enabler via your resource.
I shall use those words next time I'm asked.
Well, let's try my best. So in terms of the investing angle, which is part of the situation here, it seems to me that, and looking at your recent RNSs and everything else, it seems to me that, let's say, that the dirty work has been done in terms of finding the asset, and you're sitting on a large asset, you're already producing, and the final cherry on the cake is the arrival of Sir Mick Davis, ex-Xstrata, to the situation as well. So a £100 million company, the share price has started to move as well. So in a way, people coming to the party now, the heavy lifting has been done.
Yes. This is the arrival of Mick Davis is really, well, his company Vision Blue is really the ideal partner for us. I think we had already done a lot of the hard work. We haven't come from nowhere. We started building our first pilot plant in 2006 with a slightly different technology. We've developed the technology, we've explored ore body number one properly, and we're sort of ready to go. But obviously we needed money, we needed the credibility, and we have in Vision Blue, Mick Davis's company, a partner that's got the capability to, well, the deal we've done will give us enough money to get to beyond feasibility study and do everything on the existing plant to make it really quite profitable and expand it up and do certain infrastructure things that we need to do quickly. And the further options at higher prices will give us the equity funding that we need to put the thing into production. There'll be some additional debt, but that should be relatively easy. So really, we have an excellent partner. I think what he brings, apart from practical help, he's certainly got contacts in the industry and a lot of expertise within his organization that will be useful to us. But more than that, he brings the credibility that people now know that we're serious. The things we put in our competent persons report are probably true. And this is really is what it says. And we have our competent person report gave an NPV of $2 billion from phase one and phase two of this project. It says a lot when our current market cap is only £100 million, so we have, I hope, a long way to go.
You've already touched on it in your previous answer, but for the rest of 2021, what do you think are the main things that you might look out for?
Two big things are happening. First of all, the feasibility study will be done this year, and that of course, is the game changer in that is the seal of approval and that the work we've already done will be, I hope, verified by it. We're already a long way through it. And the other thing is this existing operation that we're running is relatively small in the grand scheme of things, but it's a stepping stone and it gives us management and laboratories, technical staff, and we know what we're doing on the ground. We've got a footprint there. It's not a leap in the dark when we build the big project. and this will be expanded up to something really worthwhile. Up till now, it's done little more than wash its face financially, but it's the next steps that will really make it sing and dance and really contribute to the cash flows that will make building the big project so much easier.
Nick Bridgen, CEO at Ferro Alloy Resources, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.